I started very young in this industry. I was actually working as a nursing assistant at the age of 15 in a nursing home.
I wanted to do that.
I wanted to go into medicine. Originally, I planned on going into medicine to become a physician. And at the time, I didn't really have a lot of resources financially, and I didn't have the support or really anyone that was in my as far as adults in my life that had any medical experience. So with that, I was seeking out opportunities to get in there, the healthcare environment. I saw an ad at my high school for the regional occupation program. So I attended the regional occupation program for the certified nursing assistant course. And I was a little sneaky. You had to be 16 years old to graduate from the program. And I went in at 15. And when they said, "Is anyone not 16? Raise your hand." I just pretended like I didn't hear them. The graduation date for the program was actually on my 16th birthday. So I just slid under the radar the whole time. And the first opportunity I had as a job shadowing and job experience was at a nursing home during this training where they offered me a job. So I went with my work permit to the high school and they said, "We've never had anybody do this before." And I said, "Let me be the first." So just to campaign to get access to people. It's really funny because the time I was trying to decide, well, I need to make money because I want to go to medical school. What's going to pay best? And it was two different jobs. There was Wayne's Beauty College at the time, which was also right by Santa Cruz High that had the regional occupation program. And I went in there and you had to be 18. So you could... To me, I thought, I've always thought that was kind of funny. You can take care of human beings. At the age of 15, you're considered mature enough to take care of people that are sick or having end-of-life care, which is such an intimate experience. Mm-hmm. Or you can cut, dye hair. But you have to be 18. You're not mature enough to do that, but you can take care of, you know, sick and dying people. And it always kind of tickled me. Of course, being a cosmetologist is very intimate as well, and it requires a lot of personal responsibility, and I'm certainly not knocking it. I just thought, well, that's weird. It did help me come to the decision that I would be going to the CNA program for ROP as opposed to waiting. I was very anxious to get rolling. So I did start as a nursing assistant. I went on to use the ROP program again to get my EMT. And then, so I was emergency medical technician, and then I got a job as a patient care tech after that. So I was working in the hospital. A local hospital that I was working at was very supportive in cross-training a number of the patient care technicians. So I got experience working, doing EKGs, working as an EKG tech, working as a unit secretary in the hospital, and also working as a phlebotomist in the lab, drawing blood. So to me, it really opened up all of these doors in the hospital and opened up a lot of opportunities to find mentors to really kind of guide me throughout my career.
For those who are just tuning in,